see if the highway department is working on the road. They have their jackhammers out there, you know, they're getting up the old asphalt road. Somebody might say, well, you can't get your car through there. The road's all
blocked.
Okay, and the car
is torn up.
Sure. Okay. Somebody might ask you, what's new? You might say, oh,
no.
So surely there must be
something.
About really unusual things, you might say, by hearing about them. Well, I've never heard of blank things.
Of that before. Or those things before.
So I can begin with this, I've never heard of.
Stupid.
How would you say S-U-C-H? I've never heard of.
No, I've never heard of such things.
Sure. And if someone asks you how long you've lived in Piedmont, I say, well, I have blank lived there.
I was born there.
Could you fill in that blank in that sentence the way I had it? Well, I've lived
there. I've lived there all of my life.
Or I've blank lived there. Try to work on that sentence. Fill in one word.
I've
begins with an A.
Then it's blank.
The letter A. Blank lived there. Meaning that you've never lived anywhere else.
I have always lived there.
That's what I was asking.
Oh. Okay.
Talk about somebody who did something, let's say threw a ball through a plate glass window. You might say, well, that wasn't an accident. He did that.
Deliberately.
Or
intentionally.
Okay, what do you want to say?
He did that deliberately, or he did it intentionally, or he meant to do that.
Okay.
Or he did it purposely.
Sure. Do you ever say he did it on purpose?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
So you might say he did it.
He did it on purpose.
Okay. All right. The verb ask, you might say, I'm not sure about this. I'd better go
ask him about this.
Yeah. Yesterday I
asked.
I have.
Ask.
Okay. All right, the verb fight. I say, those boys blank all day long.
Those boys fight all day long.
They have blank for an hour.
They have fought for an hour. Or
they've
been fighting
right for
several hours.
Yesterday they
fought.
Okay. All right, and someone has a knife. He goes like so. You say he did what to himself?
Stabbed himself.
Do you have names for knives with big, long blades?
Switchblade.
Okay.
A switchblade. He has a switchblade.
What about something that you use in the kitchen?
Butcher knife. He has a butcher knife.
And, say a teacher comes into the room and somebody puts some funny pictures of her on the blackboard. She might turn around and say, okay, who
drew those pictures? Or who put those pictures there?
All right. And if you have a heavy weight that you want to get up on the roof of your house, you might rig up a block and tackle and do what?
I rig a block and tackle to
hit to the top.
Pull it to the top.
Okay, another word that you might use there that's, I guess, also used in sailing terminology. You put up a sail, you say you do what with the sail?
When I sail?
Yeah, a sailboat. Right, it begins with the letter H.